Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Think big, think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It's Monday. It's January 30th, 2017. And we're here to talk about everything that affects everything. And you and your money and all points in between. We will do everything Trump. The markets, the economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it. Thanks for being here today. And if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com like so many others do. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. You can read our commentary articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day, all that stuff today. We have a webcast up there from the weekend. Go check it out. If you want to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. If you do it yourself for others, press the consulting button. If you want our notes direct to you, press the subscribe button. I think there's a couple others there. Or with the ever-popular GaryK.com. So, in no particular order, first off, congratulations to Roger Federer and Serena Williams. This has nothing to do with you and your money, but I woke up at 3:30 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday to watch both. And wow, 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 especially the Federer thing, as I have been a big fan for a very, very long time. Great match, great sportsmanship, had a blast. Randy Orton won the Royal Rumble. That's very important. It wasn't the greatest Royal Rumble I've ever seen, though. Best match was John Cena against AJ Styles. They made the wrong move because AJ Styles is Wrestler of the Year, but what can you do? They're going into WrestleMania. Don't you love me that I just cover things like this? I used to get made fun of for talking professional wrestling, and they had 50,000 people at the San Antonio Dome or whatever it's called, and they'll have like 70,000 here for WrestleMania in April. It's going to be here in Orlando. I'll be ringside. Anyway, so that's the real important stuff today. But some other stuff's happening, and as Mr. Logic, me, your buddy, and we'll talk markets in a few minutes, and we have a lot to cover. As Mr. Logic, we told you that no matter what Donald Trump says, no matter what he does, it'll be racist, bigoted, against our values, you name it. Media's going to shred them. Democrats are going to shred them. We told you Obama will come out of the woodwork quickly, and everything's already coming to fruition. So let me repeat. Doesn't matter what Donald Trump does. Doesn't matter what he says. If he does something good, it's bad. If he does something bad, it's worse, and that's it. Case closed. It's a concerted effort, and we told you so. So in case you don't know, here's what happened. Donald Trump did exactly what he... By the way, we're not taking a side on whether it's right or wrong. He campaign promise came through with it, with what I guess you would call extreme vetting. He's going to ban some people coming in from certain countries for a certain period of time, a moratorium. And, of course, the protesters are going nuts. The media is going nuts. Some Republicans are going nuts. Oh, my God, look what he's doing and all that stuff. But we told you so. They go nuts on anything he does. What's interesting, and again, Mr. Logic, they didn't protest when Obama did a ban on Iraqis in 2011. No, they didn't protest. They didn't call him racist, bigoted, and all the other things they're calling Trump. But Barack Obama did that. And 2 weeks before Barack Obama left the presidency, he put a ban on Cubans. Did you know that? Oh, I bet you didn't. Because nobody reported it. For 22 years, Cubans that got here would be able to get a visa for a year, and Barack Obama shot it down. Oh! Nobody protested. Nobody called him a racist or homophobic. The end of the world wasn't coming. The America's values haven't been shot down with Barack Obama did it. Did you know Barack Obama sent 2 million people out of the country over 8 years? Yeah. I didn't see any protests. I didn't hear him called racism, all that stuff. You didn't either, did you? And you even hear about this, did you? Because the media didn't report it. So let me repeat, without taking a side on it just yet, we told you so. Doesn't matter what he does. That's all. Now let me be clear. Donald Trump fumbled the ball. When you win, sometimes you get full of yourself, you think nothing can go wrong, you just wing it. Well, they winged it, and they did it all wrong. It was horrible. The way they did it. If I was the president, A, I would have spoke to the American people and told them what I was doing and why. B, I would have brought all the departments in and told them also. They didn't even tell the departments. They were all screwed up at the TSA in all these places. And you know what else I would have done? I would have brought in the Democratic leadership to say, just letting you know, we're doing what Obama did. But we're doing it on the 7 countries that Obama came up with. Bet you're not going to hear that either on TV today. These 7 countries Obama came up with. But Donald Trump thinks he's omnipotent right now and can do anything. It does not matter, but it does matter. And they really handled it poorly. Now, as far as the protesters, I couldn't care less about them. They're hypocrites. The media, they're hypocrites. Hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil when Obama does it, and the end of the world is coming when Donald Trump does it. Hollywood was having fits yesterday. They had these award shows. They were ripping them, shredding them, end of the world. Couple of Republicans ripping them, shredding them. Barack Obama came out, values this, values that. Socialist Barack Obama knows nothing about values, let me tell you that. Tell it to Lois Lerner, who took the 5th after the IRS visited him for 200 times. Values, going after your opponents. So, again, expect more of this for the next 4 years. Again, the way it was handled was stupid, moronic, imbecilic. But imagine this. They're protesting somebody trying to protect the country. A little bit more heftier and a little bit more stronger than the last guy. How terrible. How terrible. Well, here's the difference on why they're doing what they're doing. Barack Obama gets the benefit of the doubt from these people. He's not a racist. He's not a bad guy. He's doing it for good reasons. But Donald Trump, he's a bad guy. He's a racist. He's a bigot. He's doing it for bad reasons. That's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why we don't give any credence to the media, any credence to the protesters, because they are just completely in the tank. And I guarantee you, if they asked, you asked every one of those protesters about Barack Obama doing it, it would be hummina, 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 Jackie Gleason from the Honeymooners would come out. So just letting you know how we feel. Again, horrible rollout, but he did the same thing Obama did. That's all. And we'll let you decide. That's all. We leave it at that. Now, as far as markets, I actually think a little bit of the market today to the downside has to do with all this going on. I think it does. To what extent, I don't know. There's no way to put a number on it or a percentage on it or a figure on it. But uncertainty breeds things like this. Little worry breeds something like this. Whether Trump can get through his programs after some of this goes on, gets into the system. So the market got a little bit in the cheese whiz today. So we will cover that. There's a few other tidbits we'll do as far as the news front. But I've already done scans on the market, already done scans on leadership. We'll have some thoughts on it from A to Z, as we know what the first letter and the last letter of the alphabet is. No, really, we do. So up next on Investor's Edge, the market wrap, the movers of the day, the news of the day, and whatever else today. We thank you for being here on this Monday. And this is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
Ha, but you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? Thanks for being here. This is Investor's Edge. Just remember, when you hear me, I hate them all. I will tell you when I like a I don't think of Donald Trump as a Donald Trump. I just look at policy. That's all. I don't look at Bill Clinton as Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. Just policy. I am a big believer in limited government. They should not be telling us how big a soda we should drink or how much salt we should eat. And I could sit here for about several weeks going through the things they should not be doing. Policy. Number one job as a government is defend the citizenry. That's number one. That's it. And that's number two. And it's number three. And it's number four and it's number five. That's the job. That's the job. And I got news for you. I'm no Henry Kissinger. I have no idea whether this policy of Donald Trump is good or not good, whether it works or doesn't work. What I do know is it's the same policy that Barack Obama did and all these people kissed his arse while wanting to murder Donald Trump for the same policy. And I watched some Nimrod on TV say today, but it's a different policy. And a guy looked at it and said to him, how is it a different policy from Barack Obama? You should have seen the guy's face. Barack Obama was answering a threat at the time. Oh, what the hell is Donald Trump answering? Domino's pizza at the door? Just what I ask of each and every one of you when it comes to all these miseries, just think logically. Logic. And when I see one of these bums up on Congress asking questions of somebody, all I think about is, oh, you're one of those people that's been a party to $20 trillion of our debt. When I see Greg Meeks, who is a congressman from Brooklyn, who created a charity out of thin air, and all the money is missing, and nothing has been done to him, and he's on some finance committee in Congress, I want to throw up. He was on TV today complaining about Donald Trump, a guy who created a charity, and there's no money to be accounted for, and nobody ever puts his feet to the fire. Yet he's one of 535 representing this country, his district. He has a right to talk about anybody.
Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by. Biz Talk Radio is experiencing a brief loss of audio from our program host. Please stand by.
Tell me when. And the Dixie Cups didn't connect to the strings again. I hope you heard everything I had to say. That all said, let's get to today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man, and you're either in or out of the market. With his proprietary indicators, go check it out. Investment-models.com. Well, much better than it was. Dow finished down 122. I think it was near 200. S&P down 13 and change. I'm pretty sure it was around 20. NASDAQ down 47. I know it was down about 70. NASDAQ 100 down 38. The semiconductors only down 5. I think it was down 13 to 15 somewhere in there. Transport still down 115, but off the lows. Are you ready for this? New lows on the NASDAQ more than new highs. That's unbelievable. And new lows on the New York almost as much as new highs on the New York. That's a big wow. Advanced declines gross, up, down, volume gross, nothing redeeming from today, except you were definitely off the lows. And if I was just a guessing person, I would think some of today has to do with all this, I guess the word's turmoil. We got some turmoil. Well, you want to see turmoil? Trump is naming a Supreme Court person tomorrow. You'll see some turmoil. In the Dow today, Disney strong, got an upgrade, a new high, up $1.60, almost to 111. But after that, 3M weak down name, down $2. IBM pulling back $1.50. Goldman Sachs down 3. Chevron down 2. DuPont, $1.70. Caterpillar over 2. Boeing down over 2 after good action off their earnings in the last few days. Of note, remember we've been telling you just avoid the oils right now? That they broke out of range and then died, and then a bunch of names started breaking down, and there's not much to do. A lot more names broke support and or moving averages today. So the avoid stays an avoid on the oils at this juncture. They're not getting destroyed. They're not getting blasted. They're just breaking support slash moving averages, which basically disqualifies them as a group from me to address on the long side. It's as simple as that. And it's a big portion, decent percentage of the S&P are the oils. So just letting you know, that thesis sticks and worsens a little bit today. Them being the oils. We'll go through the financials. We'll go through the semis. the retail and Sears Holdings, ladies and gentlemen. Remember what we said last week? We'll address that too. That's all up next on this, the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, as Mr. Logic, you know, just some things catch my eye. And in the middle of our break, I'm just reading this story, and it's, again, bear with me. Mexico says, the head of Mexico, we'll spend $50 million, or pesos, to hire lawyers for migrants in the United States facing deportation. I want you to think about that. Mexico's own citizens that have left Mexico to come to the U.S., and Mexico is going to go defend them to stay in the U.S. Do you see anything about that that makes sense or doesn't make sense? I find it just so funny. You know, this whole immigration story. Because I watched this old president of Mexico, Vicente Fox, use the F-bomb on Donald Trump the other day. By the way, when you have a chance, go Google what it would take if you wanted to become a citizen of Mexico. And see what we call, again here at Investor's Edge, the unbelievable hypocrisy of these people that is never reported. Never reported. And go read about how Mexico is looking to build a wall on their southern border in order to keep Central Americans out of Mexico. But if the United States does it, xenophobia. But the media doesn't report any of this. No wonder the media and their favorable ratings is just one percentage point higher than O.J. Simpson. Oh, excuse me, they're one percentage point lower than O.J. Simpson. So again, all we ask out of each and every one of you, we talk about these things that, by the way, affect everything that has to do with you and your buckos and all points in between. Because we're paying for all this. And just so you know, none of this happens if we wouldn't pay for all this. I guarantee all these politicos, if they had to pay for all this, it wouldn't be happening. But we're all racist and xenophobic. You know how that is. All right, back on the markets. Financials pulled back today. Again, a few names are trading now below support and or moving averages. Citigroup, Bank of New York, but not many others. That said, if the financials and the small financials and the big financials take out what we call the 50-day moving average, then that's something that has to be watched. And then on my screen's just a lot of red, but I noticed some things. Amazon was down 18 during the day, finished down 5. Priceline was down 24 bucks, finished flat. So not the end of the world type thing. The semiconductors were down 14, finished only down 5. We just are way overdue, maybe for some scare days, maybe even for some pulling back. Maybe you got an excuse today. We'll let you know. We'll file today under icky. Today was icky. Small caps weaker than large caps. What else do I got for you? And again, to repeat, just a heck of a lot of red. Now, areas, again, and we want to do some repetition here. We've been telling you that the airlines have been breaking down or starting to. They worsen today. We want you to avoid the airlines. Most of them now broken below support and or moving averages. And by the way, I think it was it United last week? I think it was United. Yeah, Delta, their computer systems went down, stranding a ton of people in the airports yesterday. That's twice in a week. I don't think that's helping things. Retail, again, we'd avoid the retail. They're just acting like they're knocking on death's door. Some worse than others. And all I've been... I went on a little journey this week. A lot of empty stores at malls now. Not high-end malls, but, you know, in-betweens. A lot of department stores going by the wayside. And I saw a mall in Pittsburgh sold for $100 back to the bank. Empty mall. Which leads me to Sears. We've been following Sears forever, and we've always been worried about what the ultimate outcome was. But we started telling you last week it really started acting like something up. It was down another 8% today. Stocks dropped from 10 to less than 7 in about a week and a half. Don't tempt fate, kids. The company is selling assets, raising cash in order to salvage and save. We do not think this is salvageable. And there's going to be a lot of jobs lost, unfortunately. There's still 1,600 stores, Kmart, Sears. They're all going to go out. The last four quarters lost like $9 a share. Last I looked, $1 billion. Massive debt. So just careful. We know sometimes, oh, look, Sears went from 20 down to 6. Let's try some. I'm guessing the market's starting to really speak up now. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people out of jobs. In retail, what did Macy's just announce? They're shutting 60 stores. I don't know how many people are in each store, but it's got to be a pretty decent amount, right? What, do you got to have 100 employees per store, you think? That'd be my guess. And A, it's the online phenomenon. It's the online. I was reading this story last night about online and how it's, you know, starting from, the whole story was about the music industry, how it's now half the size, the music industry, because people don't want to buy an album anymore. They just want two of their favorite songs from the album and how that's changed in a very big way. Well, the same goes for shopping. And there's so many things. Look, there's some things I won't buy online. I still don't understand how anybody can buy shoes online. Oh, okay, we get it. And if we just send it back if it doesn't fit. I'd rather just go once and get the one that fits. So we all have our little, you know, tastes in the way we do things. But my wife and I buy a ton of stuff online now. I have a problem with the food thing online, but I guess some people are doing it. There used to be a company that went public many, many years ago, Webvan, that I think went out of business. And I still think there's going to be plenty of stores out there. But man, oh man, world is really, really changing. And when you have indices near yearly highs and you have all these major retailers at yearly lows, one's got to think something up. And I just would not own any of these names. I wouldn't own any retail right now except there are a few that are Home Depot strong. Don't know if you're going to order wood on the web. You get the point. Things like that. And who knows, maybe one day Home Depot. Time will tell. Up next, we'll have some movers of the day. Other areas of the market today. And whatever else on this day. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it?
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action!
Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaugh.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Remember, when you see all these protesters, when you see anybody complaining about Donald Trump and what he's doing with this, whatever you want to call it, ask them the next question. Why didn't you whine and complain and protest about Barack Obama being a racist, bigoted person against the Cuban people as well as Iraqis? And then watch their face and their tongue hang down. Huh? What? Well, Barack Obama's a nice guy. Donald Trump is not. Again, everything we do here is based on what's happened before. And who has said what and who has done what. Doesn't matter whether we agree or disagree, because guess what? When they're in power, they do what they do. We watch, keep our fingers crossed, and hope it works out right. What we have issues with are the reactors, or you can call them just actors, and the hypocrites. You know, I remember in the past when they've done elections, both Republican and Democrat. Howard Stern sent out some of his minions into the streets, and they asked some Obama people, voters, the question, so are you happy that he picked Sarah Palin as vice president? Oh, yeah, we love Sarah Palin. And then when Bush won, same thing. Naming a Democrat. So we just don't buy into all this stuff unless these people really know what's going on. And 9 out of 10, couldn't pick out Europe on the map. All right, back on markets, because that's what we do more than anything else. But lately, we got to do what we got to do. On the upside today, not much. Put this one down. IPG Photonics, IPGP, was up at 9 today on earnings. It gapped up 6, then it was flat, and then finished up 9. But again, earnings up 9%, revenues up 9%. Not sure that's big stuff, but Alliance Data up 5, Whirlpool up 4, LogMeIn, Equinix, Mercado Libre all up 2. That's really movers on the upside. That's it. Which means on the downside was probably bigger. Google down 22. Remember what happened on Friday? Gap down, rallied up, finished in near the lows. Down 20 today. Stock's done for now. Tempur Sealy, used to be called Tempur-Pedic, down 18 today to 45. I guess they're not going to be selling their stuff in Mattress Firm, which is, I guess, a store. Newmarket down 7. Opus Bank, 7. LCI Industries, 7. Cable One, 7. First Citizens Bank Share, 7. 6. Amazon, but was down a lot more. 5 or more, Concho Resources. 4 or more, AutoZone. Remember we told you. Auto parts retailers broke down. Cimarex Energy, Martin Marietta Materials, Diamondback Energy, Deltic Timber, Flex Steel Industries, all 4 or more. You heard some energy names in there. 3 or more, Vulcan Materials. Live long and prosper. I got it right this time. Do you know, I said may the force be with you by accident when saying Vulcan Materials. I got 50 emails from people cursing me out. Boy, you Trekkies, you're very passionate. Staying with the threes, Insight Corp, Waters Corp, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Ultimate Software. That's kind of thinking you're too cool, calling your company Ultimate Software. I call my company OK Software. Signature Bank, FedEx, NetEase, Amgen. We'll do some twos. General Dynamics, Pioneer Natural Resources, PDC Energy, Canadian Pacific Railway, A Biomed, Acacia Communications, United Continental, Biogen, TransDigm, Bluebird Bio, Clearwater Paper, Cognizant Tech, Lam Research. Those are just the 2.5s. And I'm done. That is your ever popular over top movers of the day, ladies and gents. So, putting it all together, we had a down day. Not the end of the world. But when I tell you certain industries, certain groups are breaking support and or moving averages, take note. That's usually of import. That's all. That's all. Got it in the airlines. Getting it in the oils. You already have had it in the interest rate sensitive areas that we've been telling you to avoid forever. And as things shake themselves out, we'll keep reporting them to you. The main thing we're really watching right now. Actually, two things. Big cap tech, internet, semiconductors. And the financials. If they get taken out, issues. So far, not a biggie. Pullbacks. Pull downs, not the end of the world. We'll let you know if that changes. We'll let you know if they go topside. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we do, quite the simple procedure. Do make sure you hug your children. Night, night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.